we give you another reading from Seth's diary. You know how the second to last episode in the season sometimes is the best, like on Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad, other television shows, the season finale wasn't the best show, but like the second to last one,
they set you up.
That's where they get you. Well, this season is no exception. Yesterday, if I may flash back, this is what Seth's journal read on September the 26th.
2004, please.
2004. Jean, not spelled like that, who is a woman, no power, who cares? Ash time, probably because I just got the internet. I've been thinking about more than usual, FF. Every day I grow more and more tired of myself. Welcome to the club. How I handle things, and every day I wonder if I should do something about it. And I will. An open letter to Ash that she will never see.
Uh-oh.
And I bet you thought at the time the world would never know about this open letter. Well, today, right here, on Drew Garabo Live.
He's pacing back and forth.
Again, ladies, don't forget 727-579-1025 if you would like to tell us if this journal entry is sweet or psycho. Reading his journal entry, his open letter to the wing house girl who stole his virginity. By the way, she's more than just a wing house girl in his eyes.
I don't like to define people by their profession.
Thank you, Radio Seth. Here, without further ado, Seth reading the open letter to Ashley.
Yes, it's time once again for another cautionary tale in the ongoing adventures of a young teenage girl named Seth Cush.
Oh. Hey, Seth.
I just start now?
Sure, buddy.
What's wrong with your hand?
I don't have any feeling in it anymore. Can't do this, man.
Yes, you can.
Can't do this.
Your people are waiting.
This is disgusting. Ash, I don't know where to start, so for fear of freaking you out, I'm going to ease into it. I've thought about you every day since you called me 2 years ago to go see Lucky Boy's Confusion.
Every day.
Every day.
It's excessive.
I always had negative thoughts about hot girls. I thought they were all bitches. I was shocked at how sweet you were the first time I met you and Brandy. It took me 1 second to fall for you. You were so sweet.
Hey, let's slow down. Let's not rush through this. There's some real nuggets that you're just breezing right over here.
You gotta save them.
What nuggets? What do you want me to do?
This is all so great. Start over.
I'm not starting over. Start from the top?
Second line. You were right where you say I've been thinking about you nonstop since you called.
All right. Ash, I don't know where to start, so for fear of freaking you out, I'm going to ease into it. I have thought about you every day since you called me 2 years ago to see Lucky Boy's Confusion.
Way to ease in.
I always had negative thoughts about hot girls. I thought they were all bitches. I was shocked at how sweet you were the first time I met you with Brandy. It took me 1 second to fall for you.
Oh.
You were so sweet. I wonder how I was back then, because I've changed now. I treat girls like Beep, and I wonder if I can help it. I treated you like Beep at Linkin Park, and I have no idea why. I'm glad you're really freed up to laugh.
I'm sorry. What did you do? Like,
I don't know. I think that's where she spit on me, and I saw her panties. I thought we had a great time, but clearly something happened. Or maybe we saw Linkin Park more than once. I treated you like Beep at Linkin Park, and I have no idea why. It's one extreme or another. I treat you like Beep, or I tell you I'm in love with you. You have no idea how I feel about you. It's like you're the greatest thing, even though you're not.
Wow. It's so great hearing this because I get to actually hear it.
Good. I'm glad. You're happy. Where did I leave off? I finished it, right?
You're the greatest thing even though you're not.
Okay. It's like you're the greatest thing even though you're not. I have changed. I have an ego. I'm more upfront and not as shy with girls. And there's more stuff I hate about myself. I've been close to getting over you before, but either you call or I cave and email you, and I can never get over the hump. I wonder if girls like Jennifer, Jessica, Hudson, or whomever would be trying to get with me when I was in high school. I would have been all over that, but they wouldn't have. I can't trust anyone. Is this working out for you so far?
Yeah, it's great. Continue, please.
You were before I was anything in radio. I was Beep. Holy crap, dude. You were before I was anything in radio. I was Beep. Living with my parents and you didn't care. You liked about me what I liked about me. My sense of humor. Everyone thinks you used me. I know it's not true. You're the opposite. Despite your home run looks, babe, you have the heart of the sweetest person I know.
I'm sorry. Despite your home run looks, babe.
If you remember in the first ever journal entry, I said that she was Hall of Fame looks and I was single A ball looks.
Throwback.
Apparently everything is about baseball with me.
Home run looks.
Okay.
Start with the home run looks part.
Okay.
And then call her babe again.
I don't call anybody babe. Despite your home run looks, babe, you have the heart of the sweetest person I know. Or maybe I don't know you. I want to get to know you. The conclusion I've reached is I need to get over you. Love you, but still move on.
Ooh.
I will always say Ash is great, but there are other great girls out there too.
Oh, breaking her heart, but letting her down easy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I wish I met you later in life.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be trying to get over you. I would be asking you to marry me.
Oh! Damn. Oh. The girl has not responded to one friggin' message that he's left her. But if he made her later in life, he'd be proposing.
Holy matrimony.
Wow.
I'm going to throw up, dude. Okay. Where did I leave off?
The marriage part.
Okay. I wish I met you later in life. I wouldn't be trying to get over you. I would be asking you to marry me. Be the sweet Ashley. Trust you. Have fun with you. I know it's crazy. I'm just being honest. I love you, Seth.
Shh. Don't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
Into my brain,
yeah, yeah.
It goes to bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something fine, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping.
We play the music of Wham on Wednesdays. That is Whamnesty Wednesday. Your opportunity to get unblocked from our Facebooks, Twitters, MySpaces, Instagrams, Periscope, or even LinkedIn if we've got you blocked there.
Oh, now we're doing the MySpace too?
Yeah.
Nah, come on. Something's got to be sacred.
You even remember your MySpace login?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. SBK and Booty King.
Of course it is.
Password, yeah.
Are you periscoping, Kayla? Okay. Because we have a periscope warning. Like, we have to give out the periscope warning that we're periscoping to make sure we're all clothed.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 is our number. In the studio with us right now, the star of Caitlyn Jenner, a film that parodies and chronicles the transition of one Bruce to Caitlyn Jenner, yet does so in a manner in which people take off their clothes and have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Jonelle Brooks joins us all the way from Daytona Beach. Hello.
Howdy there.
It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you making the drive. How did you get involved with this project?
I've known the producer at Trans 500, Josh Stone, for several years. And I was going on a trip to LA. I was going to be there for about 2 weeks working. And he called me and saw if I was going to be available, and he pushed the project date back.
Nice.
Until I got home from L.A., and I went down for a week to Miami and we shot the whole thing.
I was watching the trailer and you play both Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, we have to say Juice Jenner, I think.
Juice.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to get sued. No. Juice Jenner then and Caitlyn Jenner. So you have like a sit down kind of interview with Diane Sawyer being played by Wendy Williams where they talk about your transition and everything. How do you feel being a member of the transgendered community kind of parodying one of the bigger transgender news stories to ever permeate American consciousness?
Well, I think it was important that a transgender person played a transgender person in the porn. So I think that was a good start.
Sure.
I've read a lot of crap online about other trannies and stuff taking offense to it or what have you. But personally, I'm not offended by anything, really. So I thought it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And it's getting you a lot of publicity as well, which you certainly deserve. Tell me about the movie. Does it, obviously there has to be sex in it because it's a porno. So where does that come in? Like, are you Juice Jenner? And then do you have sex as Juice Jenner or just as Caitlyn? Like, how does that work?
No, I only play the semi-transitioned Juice Jenner while I'm in the Diana Sword interview. She's called. I don't do any scenes as that. I do both my scenes and my soul as Caitlyn Jenner, one with Kimmy Kardashian. And
that's C-A-U-L-K, of course.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And then the other with a photographer.
I got you.
So, yeah.
Did you have to watch the Kim Kardashian sex tape to kind of get in the mindset of a Caitlyn Jenner?
No, I mean, it was coming from a very taboo place because you wanted to address that because it's big in the industry. Mm. So as much as we could tap on the stepfather-stepdaughter relationship.
Sure.
Is what we were kind of going for.
Many taboos in this film.
Yeah, yeah.
That Kim Kardashian tape wouldn't have helped you. She just laid there.
Yeah. There's a lot of Ray J in that tape, I've heard. I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's a lot. It will kill your fantasy. If you ever want to sleep with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Didn't kill Seth. Oh,
it was sad.
No, I loved every second of it.
Did you?
Even the closest with Ray J, I didn't mind at all.
Oh, my goodness.
She sat there with a bra on the whole time.
Yeah, with a bra on?
Yeah.
Well, that's not porn.
No.
What do you like about it?
She's hot, and, you know, we had sex with her, so I'm not very picky.
I could have did a better job.
Ray J, like that, though? Like a baby arm?
Absolutely.
That's all y'all concerned
about. Well, what would you expect? I hope. Otherwise.
That's all y'all concerned about. Now, in this film, John L. Brooks, who joins us now, the star of Caitlyn Jenner, do you have sex with men and women?
Yes, both a man and a cisgendered female.
Okay. What does cisgendered female mean?
That means born female.
Okay.
That's a way to differentiate between
you and a female.
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah. So many politically correct terms these days.
I'm doing my best.
Do you get caught up in the, you can't say tranny because that's hate speech, you can't say this because that's hate speech, or are you just like, accept me for who I am?
No, I'm pretty sure I already used the word tranny.
Yeah, so. I was told not to use that word wasn't cool.
Well, it's like the N-word. She uses it, and now we can all use it.
No, it doesn't bother. I think there's a way you can say it to be hateful, but you can say anything hateful.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't bother me. I mean, we call each other tranny, my girlfriend. And so, you know,
right.
The girls call each other trannies. That's what it is.
If you saw these two girls out in a bar, you would not probably think that they were transgendered.
No, not at all.
Right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, like, I would be at a bar and you just be like, walk over and be like, hey, what's up? Is there a protocol there, John L., where like within the first like 2 minutes you have to tell a guy?
Full disclosure.
I don't have to tell anybody unless I'm going to sleep with them. And
okay.
Then I think it's probably a good idea.
No surprises.
Right, I mean, you get yourself in some sticky situation.
Yes, indeed.
Can we just role play that you and Drew are about to sleep together and you have to break the news to him?
Now we're talking. Okay, okay. We're at a bar, all right, and we're talking, and for whatever reason, maybe I drug you with some GHB and you decide, oh my God, I'm going to sleep with this guy.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, baby, you know, if you're into it and I'm into it, you know, why don't we get into my 1972 Pinto and go back to your place?
Oh.
My parents are up.
I'm going to put my escort voice on, too, because I'd probably be using that at the time.
Okay.
Okay. So listen.
Yeah.
I have something to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, what is there? Are you an atheist or something? It's cool. I'm not sure that there's a God either.
No, I have something special about me.
Oh, my God. You certainly do. Your ravishing eyes, your charming personality. I couldn't agree more. You have many special things about you.
Well, you know, I really fill out these lace panties more than some other girls do.
You really do. Like, your derriere is wonderful. I think you have a great ass. You're right. You do fill out those panties magnificently.
I think you need to grab the front of them.
Oh, my God.
And at that point in time, I
basically
think it removes all doubt.
Go down, I think.
So it's 0 to 60.
Yeah,
that escalated quickly. So then I would. I'm a pretty dumb guy, so I still wouldn't get it. So would you take my hand and then move it to your area?
Yeah, I think I would definitely guide your hand to the vicinity.
All right, and I'd be like, oh, why, Jonelle? What big
nuts you have?
Yeah. And you would say all the better to feed you with, probably.
Exactly.
And then we'd be back at your place.
Go on from there, you know.
Would not be a deal breaker, not going to lie. Like, the way she looks right now, not even going to lie, like, would not even be close to being a deal breaker.
I have an awkward question. I mean this in the most respectful way.
Uh-oh.
So at that point, what if the dude was like, okay, that's cool, but don't use that thing on me. We're not doing that.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm more of a giver than a receiver anyways. I mean, like,
you have to, like, decide who's going to do what.
Well,
though.
Sure. You should map that out.
Right. Well, I think that's important to map it out. With anybody who's about to go do something. Well, I guess that there's not so many, like, boundaries when it's just like, well, there's the one hole. You know,
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We have Jonelle Brooks in the studio with us. She is a star of Caitlyn Jenner. You can check out the trailer for yourself and information about the film, CaitlynJenner.com. That's CaitlynJenner.com. So when you're mapping everything out, like, say, a guy like me, I'm like, well, you know, I've never done anything like this before. Clearly, look at me. I'm such a real man. But you know, I'm very intrigued. How do we do this? Like, do you talk about anything, like, before it goes down? Or is it just like, let's go back to your place, slam a couple of shots, and see what the hell happens?
Yeah, I don't think there's really much to talk about. I think if someone's interested, I think they pretty much know what to do.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that.
You're going to assume that. But
that's,
then
I've never been in a position where someone was like, oh, what do I do with this?
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Like, I've got one of those, but I've never done anything with another one before.
Yeah, I've never really been in that position.
Do I give it a little, all right, is this is cool? You like this? All right.
Yeah.
It's awkward, but
I like this.
It looks like you like it.
This is what I like to do with mine, so this is what I'm going to do with yours.
Yeah, I think it kind of works that way.
Yeah. All right. And have you in your off screen time, have you been with many first timers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plenty.
You kind of like that, don't you?
Yeah. No, I think it's fun to be with someone for their first time, guiding them through different activities that may occur.
Certainly. Is there ever any awkward conversation afterwards? Like, do you have to console any guys who are weeping with sexual identity issues, going, oh, my God, what have I just done?
Yeah. And, you know, you'd play like counselor sometimes.
Tell him it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. No, you're not gay for putting your mouth there. That doesn't.
This feels good. We have Jonelle Brooks in the studio, the star of CaitlynJenner.com. She also has a website, JonelleBrooks.com. That's JonelleBrooks.com. Do you make most of your living as an adult film star, or what do you have, like, a normal 9-to-5-er, or like, what do you do?
No, I would say the bulk of my income definitely comes from doing adult films. I mean, I still work in bars sometimes doing, you know, showgirl type stuff, but that doesn't really pay the bills. That just pays for me to go out.
Right.
So, no, all my money comes from doing porn.
Got you. And are you already working on your next project after Caitlyn Jenner?
At the moment, I'm kind of taking a break and just letting all this work itself out. You know, I went really hard at it for for some time, and it can burn you out a little bit, so you got to step away, you know.
Sure. And this seems like it's getting a lot more publicity than most films of its type normally get, probably because of Caitlyn Jenner's transition and how popular that is. Do you find that in the last 12 to 18 months that America seems more willing to embrace the transgendered lifestyle, or at least it's in our consciousness, or, you know, as this just, you know, status quo for you?
Well, to me, it's just everyday crap. You know, it doesn't really faze me. But I think for everybody else, there was a big shock value because of who Caitlyn Jenner was prior to being Caitlyn Jenner. So I don't know. I don't know if this it would be the same for someone else.
Right.
Or, like, if anyone would really care.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, there's other transgender celebrities, but no one really cares.
Yeah.
So
it has been interesting to see, like, Bruce Jenner, an Olympian. He was in a Village People movie called Can't Stop the Music. Only I knew that because I was a huge fan of the Village People. Don't judge. Mm-hmm. And then he was in Chips, I believe. And then, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, still, like, no one really suspected this. And then out of the blue, it's like, okay, Bruce Jenner at 60-something years old decides, now I'm going to go on this voyage. How old were you when you started your voyage?
22.
So like 2 years ago, probably.
No, that's more than 2 years ago.
Liar. So you were 22. And was there an event that started you down that road? Or was it like Laura Jean Grace who said one day, you know, this is who I've meant to be. I've been trapped in this body my whole life. Now I'm going to become who I am.
No, I had been working in the gay bar scene for a while doing drag, and it was kind of like a progression from there. Not that drag preempted it at all, but it made it easier.
Right. I understand. We have a question for John L. Brooks. 727-579-1025 is our number. Melissa, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate that. Said, wants to know if John L. is attracted to men and women.
In my personal life, I am attracted to men and I only seek men in my personal life. Now, I mean, if you're paying me, I can be attracted to it, yeah.
Right. The opposite of gay for pay, if you will.
Like, yeah.
I could be not gay for pay.
Definitely.
I understand that. Well, great. I think this has been wonderful. I'd love to get your take on this issue that we have coming up in the news about high school kids. There's a 17-year-old girl. She is transgendered. She wants to use the ladies' room in the high school. The school has said you may use a unisex bathroom, but you may not use the girls' room. And she, I believe, caused a walkout. All the students are pissed off.
Yeah, all the students walked out.
Yeah, because they think that she should be forced to use the men's room. Do you encounter that kind of thing on a regular basis?
No, I don't, but I have $75,000 worth of plastic surgery, so I don't really encounter that kind of thing. I think, you know, I get asked this question a lot, and I think if you look like a man, then you should use the men's room. If you look like a woman, you choose a woman's room. And no one's ever said, hey, I don't think you're in the wrong room.
Until they see you standing up and using a urinal. Hey, honey, excuse me, I think you should be down there.
Right, I mean, and I would think a lot of trans people would disagree with me, definitely, but I mean, that's, you can't ask the world of people.
Right, and I think you actually speak your mind, which is nice, as opposed to a lot of the transgender activists who seem ready to pounce on anyone who uses the word tranny or shim or it or anything hateful
or
like that.
But they make a ton of money off of it, marketing their porn that way.
Right, it is odd. So I guess that's the kind of the downside of it becoming so so popular and prevalent in our society, that there are people who want to censor the way people speak, and that sucks.
I agree. I mean, I'm not into that PC crap. That's not who I am.
Good.
So. Is this you?
That is me.
Okay.
Let me see that soul brother coming?
It's just, you know.
I thought you didn't want to see
your run of the mill.
You were the one who was saying she's not going to come in and whip it out.
I didn't say.
And there you are, like, looking it up on the internet.
I didn't say I didn't want to see it. I asked you if we were going to get a chance to see it. That's what I needed to know, what type of interview to prepare for.
Research.
I got my glasses right here.
See, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought Soul Brother Kevin was protesting the fact that she might come in with it dangling.
I just want to know what's going on.
That's the every other day. That's tomorrow. It works. It's
good.
I wear panties on Wednesdays.
Okay. Well, now that you've seen what's going on, what do you think?
I think she's beautiful.
All right.
What's not to like?
No, I mean, what do you think about what you saw?
I'm jealous.
It is.
There's a lot of Viagra involved in that.
I wouldn't want my girlfriend to have a bigger penis than me.
No.
It happens, you know.
No, that's not right.
It happens.
That's life.
At least let me have the penis.
That would be a downer, wouldn't it? You're like finally getting it. You're like, all right, this is going to be so awesome.
I'm going to show her.
Zip, and you're like, damn. Damn. I would look for a very small one because,
yeah, you see, there you go.
Well, John L., you are lovely. You are amazing. Thank you so much. We appreciate you driving over from Daytona Beach. We were all set for a phoner, but boom, you came across the interstate for us.
Well, I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, you're amazing. John L. Brooks is her website. She is on the Twitter machine. Check her out at XJONELLEBROOKSX. And she deserves far more Twitter followers than she gets. And you can even see her naked and doing things with dudes.